Greetings and welcome to HVAC Chats, a series of HVAC episodes by Contracting Business and Endeavor Business Media. I'm Terry McIver, Editor-in-Chief of Contracting Business Magazine and Director of Content for ContractingBusiness.com. HVAC Chats offers insights by guest HVAC contractors into their business management challenges and successes. And we will also provide insight by leaders from various HVAC associations on topics of interest to contractors. Our guests have many years of experience, and we thank them for sharing their insights with you, their contractor colleagues. And we also thank you for tuning in to each new episode. Now on to the show. Hello, and welcome to this edition of HVAC Chats. I'm Terry McIver, Editor-in-Chief of Contracting Business Magazine and Director of Content for ContractingBusiness.com. I'm here at the ACCA 2024 conference in beautiful Orlando, Florida, at the Sapphire Falls Resort. It has been a fantastic conference, and we have had some wonderful content and wonderful people that we've been speaking with. And I have two of the brain trust behind the show this year. First, we have Sean Robertson, who is ACCA's Vice President of Membership, Events, and Advocacy, and a contractor, Aaron Ruddick, who is General Manager of Reliable Comfort Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing in Seymour, Indiana. Aaron has served as a member of the Speaker Subcommittee and had input into how the sessions were chosen for this year's event. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Terry. It's good to be here.
Yes. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Sean. So I guess we'll start. Sean, I know there's been lots of talk for more than 1 year, a couple of years at least, around the many changes that are taking place that seriously affect contractors in terms of legislation. And this show has content meant to address some of that. One of those, a panel discussion tomorrow. So tell our listeners what some of those issues are and how we're addressing them at this show.
Well, Terry, I want to thank you, for one, for being moderator of tomorrow's session on the Inflation Reduction Act rebate programs.
You're welcome.
And I think that's an example where we've got a lot of folks that are eager to help contractors navigate some of these programs and some of the challenges around a lot of competing interests out there. I think there are folks that want to get as much of these rebate dollars on the ground as soon as possible, and they don't really care who does it or what quality installation they do. Too many programs out there seem to be steering towards what can we do to take a solar installer, show them a 2-hour online course, and have them out installing heat pumps the next day. We think that's going to do a huge disservice to homeowners, to the industry, and I think that's a perfect example of where we're getting companies that can really help contractors navigate these programs, actually help our state associations have influence in the state-by-state implementation. So some of the speakers from tomorrow's session were actually in our association leadership workshop for state and local contracting organizations yesterday, and really helped them navigate how to create programs that give a level playing field for quality contractors who are committed to doing the job right and truly make customers comfortable in their homes. Because installing heat pumps is not as easy as slapping on some solar panels. And, so a lot of this, event, and, Aaron, I think you speak to some of the process here is, really trying to listen to what contractors need. And, I think our conference is certainly known for sessions around business skills, and thank you so much for the session you presented here. But I think there was interest in having a little bit more on some of our government affairs work and then technical. And that was something that's a new thing that we tried out and got some passionate contractors talking about their work in that regard.
Right. Well, and as a contractor from the north, we know that if you install a heat pump and you don't install it right, you don't size it right, that you can actually drive your energy costs up. So all these energy reduction initiatives go right out the window when you don't get a proper installation and you don't follow best practices, which is one thing that I think ACCA has been known for forever, is they are a best practice group when it comes to the technical excellence of this industry.
Yes. And I know also for a fact that contractors are sort of in a sit and wait position in terms of A, getting equipment when that's ready, and then, of course, waiting for finalization on many of these rebates, correct?
Yeah, I mean, certainly at this point, only four states have submitted their final applications for the, and currently only for the HEAR program, not even for the HOMES program, which I think for many of our members is going to be the more important program because, mm-hmm. you know, it you know, allows for, you know, not just electrification, allows for efficient gas system, allows for higher income individuals who may be looking to do a more comprehensive system retrofit. And particularly, we've got some contractors that have invested mm-hmm. in our you know, smart connected tools and issuing quality installation certificates. Once you start talking about doing ductwork modifications, that kind of thing, that gets, you know, you can be 100% more expensive than your competitors. Certainly being able to show how those rebates can help, you know, lessen those costs. And, you know, yeah, of course, that's why contractors come here. They can mm-hmm. meet folks with creative financing solutions with different things. But I think more than anything, it's learning from peers. And I think so many events in this industry are packed with sales pitches, and it's just a litany of sales pitches. And I wouldn't say that, yeah, of course, there are some sponsors here. Yeah, I think thanks to the group, and I think of Aaron as a ringleader in the group that, you know, really helped to drive contractor interest in participating. And I think it's kind of annoying. Interesting, some of the sponsors that normally count on getting our agenda got edged out by some great peer-led content this year.
Yeah, they really did, which was one of the great things about being on the speaker subcommittee is getting to help drive the content that can truly elevate and educate the people that come.
And let's hear a little bit about the numbers. I understand attendance has been very good here.
Yeah, it's exciting. Well, and one of the reasons behind that is that this conference is a fully joint event with our Florida State Association, FRACA, the Florida Refrigeration and Air Conditioning Contractors Association. And, you know, that partnership's worked out just as we forecasted. You know, we got some strong local attendance. They can get their full biannual requirement of continuing education classes at this event. But then they also get the benefit of rubbing shoulders with really best-in-class contractors from all around the country and really some of the legends of our industry. And, you know, that's something I always emphasize. You know, this event, you know, it's a networking. I mean, that's what it is. The content is, hopefully part of the reason we drove attendance. But ultimately, sometimes that's the excuse to get here. And it's, you know, the conversations late night at the bar or, you know, different events that, you know, really makes it worthwhile.
Yes. And the trade show floor is currently open down on the lower level. And I walked through there. Lots of great exhibitors and anyone new this year exhibiting that?
Oh, God, it's a lot of new folks exhibiting. I haven't had a chance to actually make it down there yet.
I haven't either.
A lot of exciting folks. And I think that's some of the transition as we've transitioned into a hotel size show. I think there's so many events where you just have the same old displays of sort of, there's a pretty compressor, but you're not going to change your business because there's a different coating on the compressor. You get this. I think a lot of it is people who are offering business solutions and value added products that can sort of change the way you do your business, but not sort of, you're not going to change from, one brand of equipment to another necessarily. But
I think every year, this is probably my 7th or 8th ACCA convention. And I'd say every year I walk away with one or two things from the trade show that gets me, a little bit better in business. There's always somebody in there with good information, with a different twist, with a new way they help that really makes it worth coming.
Yes, absolutely. And let's talk about your presentation, Aaron. It was called Hall of Fame Leadership. Elevate your impact, inspire others, and achieve lasting success. How did you come up with that topic, and how did the presentation go, and What were some of your key messages?
When I was asked to speak, I tried to decide what I wanted to speak on. And I love leadership. I love business development. And I'm also fascinated by the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame of anything. If you label it Hall of Fame, it could be the Hall of Fame of chocolate donuts. And I'm going to walk and I'm going to look at about everything that went on and in that. And I've just been fascinated with it. And so then I got to thinking about Hall of Fame leadership and people that reach a Hall of Fame status and what do they have in common? And there's kind of four traits. There's the relationships they build, the execution, their attitude, and then longevity. And so the whole message was about being the kind of person that is all about being real and focusing on giving back and growing to a level that helps others to see the same potential in themselves. Because I don't think there's anybody in contracting or in business that did it alone. We all had somebody that we look up to, and it's just inspiring people to be that somebody that people look up to.
Yes. I've gone to a few sessions here myself, and they are very good. And you can see why contractors will leave here with good information. How did some of the topics evolve over the planning for this show?
Well, being on the speaker subcommittee, it starts with just a call for speakers. Just anybody and everybody that wants to submit a topic. And you start with probably 200 items.
Really?
So then we just painstakingly whittle them down. And then we kind of talked about what's the direction that we wanted to go. What's the educational angle? What is the information we wanted people to walk away with? And then we just had to hone it down to what fits best in each category.
Excellent. I suppose, apart from what the menu will be for the various session breaks, content is probably the most crucial item, because you want contractors to leave energized and educated and come back next year.
Well, and frankly, they want to hear from peers. And,
yes.
I mean, how many events in this industry, you know, sure, they may have it in a gorgeous beach destination. I guess we went resort this year too.
We did.
But we like to think of this as, you know, the event for serious contractors. They're coming here to learn, they're coming here to network. And yeah, so many events, I mean, heck, there have been events where I've been there on the expo floor, and that's the most exciting part of the event, because the sessions are, you know, product launch party watch videos.
Right.
Product launch video watch parties. And, then they go out and enjoy the, you know, beach or the Vegas or whatever it may be. Whereas you come to this conference and you're getting, you know, a lot of serious content thanks to hard work from Aaron and his fellow subcommittee members who, I think it kind of grew out of a few sessions at the bar late in the evening, sort of talking about how we can get more contractors engaged and, you know, sharing their wisdom. And yeah, I think that's kind of the culture you've built. So,
and it's hard sometimes to get contractors to be willing to talk about something they know, because a lot of them won't take that time. And some of it's been by encouraging. If you see somebody that has a message, we always encourage them to share, you know, encourage people, apply to speak.
Yes.
Because you never know who you can help and what message you have. It was interesting. I was at an event one time. I heard a keynote speaker talking about the quality of speakers. And he said he was at an event and he listened to this guy and thought, man, that guy's terrible. Mm-hmm. And he went out in the hallway and there was a group standing there talking about how much they got out of it and how great it was. And he said, and then it clicked that everybody is somebody's preferred method. And so while not everybody resonates with each individual speaker, there's someone that will get something out of your message. So if you have something you're passionate about, I highly encourage you guys all the time, step out of your comfort zone, because it is uncomfortable the first couple times you do it.
Certainly.
And jump into it and see who you can help.
Right.
I guess we can play matchmaker. We can take, you know, a few contracts that maybe together, each of their sessions alone might not quite be, you know, on target or enough to fill an hour but, you know, we can put them together, put together a panel, put together a concept. And so we always say, whenever we send out our call for presenters, say you don't have to have a complete idea. Because I think sometimes that's how some of these events, you know, end up with a bunch of sales pitches. They're like, you know, they go in the ones who lay it all out and they've got, you know, a full hour's agenda. Well, we can take a piece over here, a piece over there. We can put somebody on a panel. We can put somebody, you know, alongside a sponsor where maybe they'll be the structure. And I mean, heck, I think there's a great example of that at this event where, you know, I probably use the legendary Ken Goodrich's name a little bit too often, but
right.
He's really providing the wrap up at this event.
Yes.
An idea session called Ideas into Action with Ken Goodrich. And he's doing that in partnership with one of our corporate partners, MAP Consulting. And, you know, they've really helped lend that structure to his business of sort of these seven management strategies to take. I mean, how many events do you go to? You have, you know, so many great ideas that you want to take home and implement in your business. You come back to a full inbox. Everybody's been waiting to meet with you for a week. And by the time it's 2 weeks later, you know, a lot of those lessons have been lost. And so that session's, you know, sort of providing the practical tools to turn these ideas into things that are actionable throughout your organization. So I think that's an example of, you know, sort of piecing together. I mean, of course, that was his idea of a sponsor, you know, and himself, but
right.
Yeah, I think there are many examples of that, that you guys helped put together on the subcommittee.
Well, this is great. And the show is continuing now. It will conclude approximately 1 o'clock on Thursday. And it's time to get down into the exhibit hall and take a few stroll around the exhibit area. And I really want to thank you both for being here. Sean Robertson with ACCA and Aaron Ruddick of Reliable Comfort Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And we hope to see you all at the Service Managers Roadshow this fall.
Oh, that's right.
In fact, the call for presenters is open right now. We're going to be at three different locations around the country and look forward to having folks there. And then again at ACCA 2025 in Austin.
In Austin.
March.
Good location. That is going to be special. And looking forward to that. So thanks again for joining me.
Yeah, it's been great to be with you, Terry.
Thanks.
That wraps up this episode of HVAC Chats. Thank you, as always, to our guests and to you, our beloved listeners. If this is your first time listening to HVAC Chats, be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcasting app. And if you are a regular listener, please share the podcast with your colleagues who would find our episodes valuable. Until our next episode, you can find us on contractingbusiness.com. This is Terry McIver. Have a great day, everybody.